You're listening to SBS News.
Ilona Prindable, then 28 years old, says she remembers the 9th of November 1989 like it was yesterday.
It was just unbelievable. The emotions, I can't really put it together in one sentence. For me, it was the day where I got my freedom. I could go where I want to go. I could travel what I wanted to do.
28 years earlier, Berlin became a city divided when overnight the then communist East Germany built the Berlin Wall, or at least the beginnings of it, to prevent any more of its citizens fleeing to the West. In the ensuing years, at least 138 people were killed by East German guards trying to escape to the West, and many more people were captured and imprisoned. But after months of protests in the autumn of 1989, the East German government began to buckle. On the night the wall fell, spokesman Gunter Schabowski's press conference changed the course of history when he said, "Travel outside the country can now be applied, effective immediately." In fact, it had been planned to start the next day with details on applying for a visa. But the news was all over television, and East Germans flocked to the border in huge numbers. Ilona, 7 months pregnant at the time, was among them.
Yeah, being pregnant was an advantage, sort of, in Germany. Not just in East Germany. I think they had this same method in West Germany as well. So we had like a little mother's passport, I would call it. It had all your details in just in case we had to call an ambulance, but it gave you the right to jump the queue. My friend saw a police or border force person in a gap of a fence close to the gate, and she knocked on his shoulders and was holding the passport in his face, basically, and said, "We are pregnant, we don't need to wait, we want to go." And he was so perplexed that he basically let us go.
Photographer Enzo Amato was also there and documented the events leading up to that day and beyond.
That very day was a bit of a, when you are in a sort of a dream and you don't realize, you just wake up and something suddenly changed radically. For me, it was a totally unexpected situation, and for a foreigner, non-German, be there in that moment in time, to me, not was only a surprise, but it was a moment of a revolution in the entire European continent.
The opening of the Berlin Wall triggered a series of events that led to an unexpectedly rapid unification of Germany less than 1 year later. But Anna Funder, who authored the award-winning book Stasiland, about East Germans who tried to escape the repressive regime, as well as those who worked for the secret police, says 30 years on, Germany remains divided.
There's an enormous amount in the German media at the moment about that. They call it the wall in the head. And we're talking really about the next generation on. So people who are 30 years old now obviously have no experience themselves of living locked up in a dictatorship under surveillance. But nevertheless, and I don't think anybody in their right mind would really want to go back and live in those conditions. But they do feel like there was some sort of takeover by West Germans of their industry, of their workplaces, of their education system, such as it was, of their legal system, again, such as it was.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.